fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, Big Fellow.
As the Lone Ranger and Tonto started through the pass, they heard a shouted command from the top of the ridge. But the masked man and the Indian kept their mounts close to the wall of the canyon and raced on. The men on the ridge opened fire. There was no moon, and the light from the stars was too faint for accurate shooting. The Lone Ranger and Tonto reached the open country beyond the pass in safety. There they saw a band of horsemen urging their mounts down from the high ground, riding hard in pursuit. But Silver and Scout soon outdistanced the cowponies, and the Lone Ranger and Tonto swung toward the wooded hills at the north end of the valley, where the thick forest growth promised plenty of concealment for their camp. They picked a spot near a spring in a box canyon.
Easy, fella.
Sunset Valley, Tonto. We're here at last. There's water. Come on, Silver.
Here, Scout. What's happening? Pretty long ride.
But we have a month before the election. All the time we need to look around.
You think a cattleman shoot at us from ridge?
Well, the Padre told us it set a guard to keep any more homesteaders out of the valley.
Well, we not look like homesteaders.
They're probably stopping everyone.
And Padre say it Ben Chalmers at Bar X and Chick Thompson at Lazy T who make most trouble between ranchers and homesteaders.
They're the men who are backing Red Gordon for sheriff.
Gordon have bad name in Texas.
We must do our best to defeat him.
Tom Wilson, good sheriff.
Yes, a man who believes in equal justice for everyone, whether he's a farmer or a rancher. Wilson deserves to be reelected.
You show Wilson a letter from Padre?
No, not right away. Our first job is to size up the situation.
Kimasabe.
Yes?
Maybe it's a good idea. Me try get job at Bar X or Lazy T.
An excellent idea, Tonto. You might try it the first thing in the morning.
The following day, the stage from the east was stopped by the guards at the opening of the pass. But when the driver had identified his single passenger as a new school teacher, the rickety vehicle was allowed to proceed. A few miles inside the valley, however, it broke down. The driver and the guard were making hard work of the necessary repairs when a young cowboy rode up and offered to lend a hand. Mary Seaton, the girl inside the stage, watched the young Westerner admiringly. He shouldered the brunt of the work, and it wasn't long before the stage was ready to roll again. Then, as the driver and the guard climbed to the box, the cowboy doffed his hat to Mary.
Howdy, miss.
How do you do?
If you don't mind, I've hitched my cayuse to the back of the stage. I'd like to ride with you, Wade.
Well, I'd be pleased to have your company.
Oh, that's fine. Let her ramble, boys.
Get her.
The driver tells me you're the new school teacher. I didn't realize they planned to make a change.
I'm not going to teach in Claiborne. I'm heading for Sinkingville.
Oh? You like Sunset Valley?
Of course. It's beautiful.
I've always thought so. Especially this time of year. Especially where it hasn't been spoiled.
Spoiled?
I'd better not speak my mind to you. Seatonville's a homesteader's town. It's the homesteaders who'll be paying your salary.
What of it?
Well, just look out the window. Grass as far as you can see. That's what I call pretty. Where they've dug up the sod and there's nothing but bare dirt around, I don't care much for that.
Did you ever see a field of ripe grain?
I like grass better.
We'll not argue. But I can't believe you're like some of the ranchers I've heard about.
Oh? What have you heard?
That they're wild and lawless and that they have no regards for the rights of other people.
Meaning the homesteaders.
Meaning the homesteaders. The ranchers would like nothing better than to drive them out of the valley.
That might not be such a bad idea.
How can you say such a thing? They've settled on government land and they have a perfect right to stay there.
The cattlemen were here first.
There's plenty of room for both.
Well, as you say, miss, we'll not gain anything by arguing. I wonder where you get your information.
From Jeff Seaton.
Oh, him.
I don't like the way you say that. Jeff's a fine man.
He just happens to be a farmer.
He also happens to be my brother. My name's Mary Seaton.
I see. And you've been living with him, I suppose?
No, the farm's a long way from town. They built me a cottage near the school.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Are you?
About Jeff. Does he have any special complaints when it comes to ranchers?
A few. For instance, there's a crazy young rancher called Chick Thompson. He thinks it's smart to come riding into a peaceful little town like Seatonville and shoot up the place. Do you work for Chick Thompson?
No, miss.
Jeff told me all about him as a sort of warning, to explain what I'd have to expect out here, but I'm not afraid of men like Thompson. I'd like nothing better than to meet him face to face and tell him exactly what I think of him.
Yes, miss.
And then this election that you're going to have.
Jeff mentioned that, too, huh?
Of course. He didn't want me to come until it was all over. Can you give me one good reason why the ranchers want to get rid of a fine lawman like Sheriff Wilson and elect a ruffian like Red Gordon in his place?
We're partial to our friends.
Sheriff's never been unfair to the ranchers. He enforces the law, that's all. And this Chick Thompson...
Are we back to him?
Well, can you deny the reason for his senseless gunplay?
I never heard he shot anyone, miss.
No, but he's only been trying to scare the homesteaders so they'll be afraid to vote for Wilson. He's a childish young hooligan who should be taught better manners.
Uh-huh. A school teacher would be just the person to do that, wouldn't she?
I'd certainly like the chance.
Uh-huh. Well, my ranch is just over that way. I guess I'll be leaving you now. Hold it, Bill.
I don't see any buildings.
They're over the rise. Yeah, steady, Payne. Steady, boy. Easy. Come on. Here. It's been a pleasure meeting you, Miss Seaton.
It wasn't as difficult meeting you as I imagined it would be, Mr. Thompson.
What? You knew who I was all the time?
Your initials are on your belt and your horse wears the Lazy T brand. Now, as for teaching you manners...
Mary, I'm not as bad as your brother thinks.
Suppose we start with table manners. I'll expect you for supper tomorrow night.
Huh?
Of course, my brother will be there, too. Perhaps it would be beneath your dignity to eat with a homestead.
Oh, no, Mary. I'd be honored.
Very well, then. It's possible that we may become friends.
Fine. Adios. Here, come.
That same day, Toto was able to get a job as a cook at the Ben Chalmers Bar X Ranch, where Red Gordon made his headquarters. And during the next 2 weeks, he kept the Lone Ranger informed of everything that went on there. One evening, Ben and Red were finishing supper when Chick Thompson walked in.
Well, it's Chick.
Howdy, Chick. Sit down and have some grub.
Oh, I've already eaten.
All right, Injun, just clear off the table, leave the coffee pot.
You do it.
You look as if you'd lost your last friend, Chick.
There's nothing wrong with me. What's so funny?
You are. You and that school teacher in Seatonville.
What about her?
Chick, the whole county knows about it. She asked you to supper, and her brother refused to sit at the same table with you. So you had to leave.
I've seen Mary since then.
Sure, sure. You ride over every night and sit on the front steps. But sometime, her brother will find you there, and you'll have to shoot it out with him.
Mary has a right to her own friends.
And Jeff doesn't seem to think so.
He may change his mind about me.
I doubt it. Have you changed your mind about homesteaders in general?
I'd rather not talk about it.
I don't like that, Chick.
Well, that's too bad. I'll be on my way.
Now, wait a minute.
I'll see you later.
Where's he going?
To Seatonville. Having a party in the town hall tonight.
He'd go to a farmer's hoedown? Why, they wouldn't let him in.
If Mary Seaton's there, he'll be there. Maybe only hanging around the outside. But I'm telling you, he's got it bad.
Yeah, that makes it bad for us. The only reason the cattlemen agreed to get tough with the farmers was because Chick was for it. The only chance you have of winning this election is to keep the farmers so scared, they'll be afraid to drive into the county seat and cast their votes. If Chick decides we shouldn't try to stop them...
I know.
What happens to all our plans if you don't get elected?
They're finished. But we still have 2 weeks before the election, and plenty of things can happen before then.
Such as?
Trouble between Chick and Jeff Seaton. They might shoot it out over the girl.
Yeah, that'd help some. Jeff's the leader of the homesteaders. If he were to be killed...
It'd help us more if Chick were to be killed.
Chick? How do you figure?
Just because the cattlemen think so much of him. Why, they'd be ready for anything. Burn out the nesters. Lynch Jeff.
Sheriff Wilson would stop them.
Well, that'd give us a chance to get rid of him.
Oh. Then there'd be no one to run against you.
No.
But if Chick's in love with Mary Seaton, he'll try to avoid a fight with her brother.
Ah, he could be forced into one.
Well, he wasn't even wearing a gun tonight.
Someone could slip him one. Like this one I stuck in the table drawer the other day. I've been meaning to get the firing pin fixed. Misses every time. Yes, sir, every time. You got a spare gun belt around, Ben?
Shortly after Ben and Red left the ranch house, Tonto saddled Scout and rode to the Lone Ranger's camp. From the kitchen, he had listened to all of Ben and Red's conversation, and now he repeated it to the masked man.
So Ben and Red are trying to arrange a murder.
Ah, them ride to Seatonville. You tell Sheriff?
That would mean riding all the way to the county seat. There might not be time.
You go to Seatonville yourself?
Yes, Tonto. Yes, sir.
You want me ride with you?
No, Kemosabe. We can't take any chance on your being seen with me. The information you're getting at the Bar X is too valuable.
Easy steady, Silver.
We know now that half a dozen of Red's old border cronies are camped in the hills. That Red means to deputize them if he's elected sheriff. He and Ben mean to start large-scale rustling operations under cover of the law.
Easy steady. Come on.
You manage to learn exactly what they plan. And sooner or later, you'll find some way to prove they're crooks. No, we can't take any chance on your being seen with me. I'll ride to Seatonville alone. Easy steady, big fella. Adios, Tonto.
Adios.
One silver!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. to continue. As the farmers and their wives danced in the town hall, Chick and Mary talked near the corral at the edge of Setonville.
Why not, Mary? Why shouldn't we ride across the hills to the mission and get married?
I told you why. Because I owe a great deal to Jeff. He practically raised me and sent me east to school, and what's more, he's justified in feeling about you the way he does. He's been wild and thoughtless and selfish.
Well, I promised to change.
I think you have changed. It'll only take a little time to convince Jeff that you're different, and then everything will be all right.
I wonder about that. He said things to me 2 weeks ago that I wouldn't have taken from any other man. I'm not sure I could take him again.
Well, that's why you must keep away from him.
I don't intend to keep away from you.
Oh, dear, someone's coming. I must get back to the party.
No, it's all right. It isn't any of your friends. It's Red Gordon and Ben Chalmers.
What are they doing in Seton?
Oh, oh, oh.
Here, Chick. Strap on this gun belt.
Now, why?
You'll be needing a gun. Someone just told Jeff Seaton you were down here talking with his sister. He's coming after you.
Oh, you must leave at once, Chick.
I'll leave if you leave with me. Ride to the mission with me.
No, I told you that's impossible.
All right. It's too late anyway. Here he comes.
Don't you worry about the men with him, Chick. We'll back up your play.
Thompson, I thought I warned you to keep away from my sister.
If Mary doesn't object to my company, that's good enough for me.
Well, I've warned you. Now I mean to gun you...
Oh, Jeff, there's some trouble down near the bank.
Jeff! Jeff Seaton!
Yeah, what's the matter?
It's a bank robbery. The deputy saw a masked man come out of the bank with a canvas bag over his shoulder. He's robbed the bank. Come on, men, get your horses after him.
Hey, come on.
A lone ranger had been standing in the shadows beside the bank when Jeff Seaton started down the street toward the corral. A canvas bag lying on the ground had given him an idea for creating a diversion. He had filled the bag with waste paper to give it bulk, and had then stepped into the moonlight in front of the bank. It was natural for the men in front of the town hall to think he had just come out of the bank. He fired a couple of shots in the air, and ran around the building and down the alley in back of the main street to the edge of town where Silver was waiting.
You said it'd be close.
He swung into the saddle and started across the rolling meadows beyond the town.
Mount Silver!
The men at the corral saw him and opened fire. Tonto was still awake when Red and Ben Chalmers returned to the Bar X ranch house, and he heard them stomp into the kitchen.
Yeah, shall I get the Indian up?
Any coffee in the pot?
Yeah.
Just kept the stove going. Warm.
Yeah, that's all I want.
All the wild goose chasing.
It's just like a lot of farmers.
Chase that owl hoot on the white horse halfway across the county and get back to town and find out the bank hasn't even been broken into.
What happened to Chick after we got back to town?
Well, the girl must have got a hold of him. Persuaded him to clear out.
Hey, listen. Someone outside.
Yeah, maybe one of your hands just come back from Claiborne.
Could be Chick. Yeah. Hello, Chick.
This was a great gun you gave me to defend myself with Red. A good thing I didn't have to draw against Jeff. Here, take it.
What's the matter with it?
The firing pin is broken.
Oh. I didn't know.
Oh, yeah? You'd sure make a great lawman.
What do you mean by that?
Looks like we've lost a vote.
Was your idea.
Yes, and it would have worked. I could have talked him into a fight of that bungling owl who'd hadn't queered the deal.
If Chick comes out for Wilson, we're sunk.
We'll have to get rid of him.
How? Dry gulch him?
Oh, wait a minute. I'm thinking.
Well, you better think straight this time.
How does this sound? Chick wants Mary to elope with him.
She refused to do that, you heard
her. Now listen. Tomorrow night, we'll see that a message gets to Jeff Seaton. It'll say that Chick and his sister are heading through the pass for the mission. Now, Jeff will round up some of his friends and go after him. Try to stop him.
What's the sense of that? If Chick and Mary aren't going to elope, why...
Jeff will find them at the entrance to the pass. Dead.
How?
We'll take care of that. Now, as soon as it's dark, you and our future deputies will ride to the Lazy T and take Chick prisoner. I'll take care of the girl.
There's a crew at the Lazy T.
Chick sleeps alone in the ranch house. Now, you'll wait until the bunkhouse is dark. Force your way into the ranch house and knock him out. Simple.
You'll get the girl.
Right.
But afterwards, Jeff and his friends will tell the sheriff the truth.
What of it?
That they only found the bodies. They didn't have anything to do with killing Chicken Mary.
What of it? Maybe the sheriff will believe him, but the rest of the county? Oh, no. No one else will believe such a story. And if the sheriff doesn't arrest Jeff Seaton...
He can't without any evidence.
If he doesn't, he'll lose the election. Tomorrow night, Ben, it's all set.
Oh.
As soon as Ben and Red turned in, Tonto rode to the Lone Ranger's camp and told him what they were planning. The masked rider managed to reach the county seat before dawn. There he conferred with the sheriff, presented his letter from the Padre, and informed the lawman of all that Tonto had learned. Then they made their plans for the following night. It was shortly after 8 o'clock the next evening when the sheriff and the Lone Ranger drew rein in the shadows beside Mary Seaton's house.
You better do the talking, Sheriff.
Yes, sir.
Just a moment. Well, Sheriff Wilson, come in. Where's this man with you? He's mad.
There's no need to be alarmed, Mary.
But he's the man who tried to rob the bank last night.
No, Mary. He pretended he was trying to rob the bank to prevent a gunfight between your brother and Chick Thompson.
Really?
Oh, this why... man is the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger?
You may have heard of him.
Well, I certainly have, but why have you come here?
Because your life is in danger.
You're not serious.
Very serious. Red Gordon and Ben Chalmers are planning to kill you. There's no chance of their plan succeeding now. But with your help, we may be able to put them both where they belong, behind bars.
I'll be glad to do anything I can.
Now then, listen.
At just about the same time, Tonto dismounted in front of the Lazy T Ranch house, climbed the steps, and knocked at the door. Chick Thompson opened it.
How?
Oh, hello. You're the engine who works for Ben Chalmers, aren't you?
It better you not stay in ranch house tonight. You come to bunkhouse with me, and me tell you, all your men, what Chalmers, Red Gordon, plan to do.
It was shortly before midnight when Red Gordon reached Mary Seaton's cottage.
Oh, hurry!
The place was dark, but Red found a note pinned to the door. He lit a match.
Dear Chick, you said you might be coming over tonight. I'd like to talk with you. You'll find me at Mrs. Shannon's farm. She's been taken ill, and I'm staying there overnight. So she won't be alone. Well, we can't let a sick woman interfere with our plans. But now Chick's already been taken prisoner. I must get the girl.
Steady, boy. Get up there. Come on.
Mary and Mrs. Shannon were sitting in the parlor of the old woman's farmhouse.
Listen, I heard. It's Red Gordon, no doubt. I'll let him in. Now, don't you move from your seat. All right. Don't try to break the door down.
Hello, Mrs. Shannon.
Hello. What do you want?
Mary Seaton's here, isn't she?
She is.
Well, I'm glad to see you looking so well. I must take Mary with me.
I don't think she has any intention of leaving tonight. But I'll let you talk to her. Come in.
Thanks.
Red Gordon, Mary, says you must leave with him.
Leave? Where? I'm staying the night with Mrs. Shannon.
I have bad news. Chick Thompson's had an accident. He's asking for you.
This is no time of night for a young girl to be riding the trails alone.
I'll be with her, Mrs. Shannon.
It's worse than being alone.
Now, you keep out of this.
Mrs. Shannon's right. I'll wait until morning before I start.
Then you'll never see Chick alive.
Mr. Gordon, I don't believe you.
What?
I know exactly what you're up to. You mean to kill me.
Now, what gave you that idea?
It was an Indian who gave her the idea. He heard you and Ben Chalmers talking.
And you put stock in what an Indian says?
Yes, I do. And I have no intention of leaving here with you.
She'll leave over my dead body.
Well, that can be arranged, Mrs. Shannon.
Oh, so now it's to be wholesale murder.
Just what the Indian say?
You plan to take both me and Chick prisoner tonight. You meant to kill us.
Yeah. And my plans haven't changed any. Who's that?
How should we know?
Ben, what are you doing here?
I went to Mary's place. Found a note all crumpled up in the porch. I figured you came here after her.
But you're supposed to meet me at the pass.
Listen, I was lucky to get away. Someone must have tipped Chick off.
Yeah, that Indian.
The bunkhouse was dark. We broke into the ranch house, and Chick's whole crew are waiting for us inside. All your men are either captured or dead. And those who are still alive will be talking their heads off to save their necks. We got to make tracks for the border.
Well, I'm with you. But I'm going to finish at least part of the job.
Forget the girl!
Not a chance. One bullet.
No!
I'll get his gun, Sheriff.
That was good shooting, mister. I'll take your gun, Chalmers.
Sheriff Wilson.
And that isn't all, Mr. Chalmers. Here's Jeff Seaton. He and the sheriff and the masked man were out in the kitchen with the door partly open. You and Red have been covered from the moment you stepped into this house.
May I have something to bandage Red's arm, Mrs. Shannon?
Sure, now. I have everything waiting on this shelf. Though I must say, I was hoping the wound would be a little more serious.
Here's someone else.
Who?
Chick and his crew and Tonto.
Glory be. The door's open, men. Come in.
Mary, are you all right?
Of course. I was never in any danger.
I hear you've captured some of Red's border ruffians, Chick.
Oh, yes, Sheriff. We left him with your deputy at Cold Springs.
He'll be charged with attempted murder, along with Ben and Red.
You will not need me any longer, Sheriff.
No, no, sir. We'll have the whole mangy lot in jail before morning.
But before I leave, yeah. I'd like a word with you, Jeff.
About what, sir?
About the strength of character it takes for a man to admit he's wrong.
I'm ready to admit I was wrong, Jeff. On the wrong side all the way. But from now on, the homesteaders will get a fair break in this valley if I have anything to say about it.
Well, how about you, Jeff? Can you admit you were wrong?
About Chick?
Yes.
Well, I never did like family feuds, and it looks as if he's going to be a member of the family. Chick, will you shake?
You know I will.
Thank goodness.
My best wishes, Mary. Adios.
Bye, Mr.
A fine thing, Sheriff. Putting an honest rancher like me in jail while you let a masked man walk out of here scot-free.
There's no law against wearing a mask.
When I come to trial, I'll tell the whole county about it.
I hope you do, Ben. It helps a man in my position to have influential friends.
Influential?
That's what I said. And when you start talking, just be sure and get his name right. He's the Lone Ranger.
This is a feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated, created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.